Real Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Susie, Claire Schwab, and Evan Pearson. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Hello, hello.
Hello, Beachy.
Good day.
How is everyone today? All right. We are here on truthmeets.com. You're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Realicious. Today is the 11th of the 11th where Beachy is and the 12th of the 11th where I am. So we love this.
11-11. That means something. That's something. Something crazy, something. I've read so many things, I don't even know. I couldn't tell you.
I feel like that's that 11010111110.
Auspicious. Something auspicious, but I'll have to get back to you on that because I haven't checked up on it. But you know, usually these things. Actually, the one thing that I do know that's supposedly going on is there's Aurora Borealis going on that's coming down pretty low, although not as low as my house, but lower than normal for the northern hemisphere anyway.
Yeah.
Something about the sun and the CMEs and the...
Maybe it was the Chinese astronauts that disappeared. Who knows? You heard that story, right?
No, well, you'll have to tell me about that. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah, it came up on the news. Apparently, some Chinese astronauts are out there in space, and they're asking Elon Musk to bring them back because they actually went on SpaceX. So I was like, oh, okay.
So it's like the stranded astronauts all over again from last year.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
We're going to run with that story, but we'll make it the Chinese today. So,
goodness. Anyway. So, okay, yeah. You said they're stranded on the space station. Is that what you're saying?
No, out in space on SpaceX, on a SpaceX.
Oh, no. They're just floating around, huh?
I don't know. It's like, whatever.
Well, you know, just for points of reference, though, you know, we all knew about all that nonsense, but, you know, that was... You know, when Elon rescued, quote unquote, those people, as far as like the mainstream news here, nobody said a peep. Nobody said thank you to Elon. Nobody mentioned that it was him that, you know, handled it or got it together. But, you know, there was a big deal about them. Oh, they're finally home, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, just that part of the story was blacked out for some reason. It's interesting. It's just, I just found it interesting. I was just thinking about that the other day going, yeah, they never even thanked him or anything. But yeah. Anyway.
Doesn't matter. Well, he's a quadruple billionaire or trillionaire or I don't know, whatever.
Such irreverence. Well, there's a lot of things I could say about that whole situation. But anyway, that's not our topic today. So
no. Our topic is... da-da-da-da. On more health. Healthy
more
stuff.
More health.
Healthy stuff.
We like healthy
stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So what have you got for your healthy report today? Right.
My health report for the day. I've been looking into all these different, because you know how there's a big thing on supplements. There was huge stuff about supplements. There was a documentary called Vitamania that came out years and years ago, and it was really sort of telling the people about how false the vitamin industry can be and how they can actually make just crap supplements with nothing in them really that do anything for you. So basically it's like a placebo effect, right? And you're paying hundreds and thousands of dollars for all these things that say they do this and do that. Yeah. So it's just expensive rubbish basically. But so I thought I'll go on to a bit of a, you know, another sort of health kick to really boost my body. just before summer. Not that I'm not unhealthy, but, you know, as a woman, we have these hormone things that go on in our lives.
Yes, after the break.
No matter what you say.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your preoccupation.
On truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The art of conversation.
Truthmeets.com, you're on chat to chat, coast to coast, chatting with Peachy and Relish. Jeez Louise.
And you were saying?
And I was saying my brain is fried. Now, I'm supposed to be going on a health kick and my brain's fried. Right. Yes, so I have been already taking hydrolyzed collagen previously. So along with, you know, the food that we eat, I'm not really exercising, like going to the gym or anything. We have our home gym, but I do like to walk and I have my push bike. So lately I've just been doing a fair bit of walking and it's really nice just to get your feet in the sand and just start, you know, and walk along the beach. I think that's always, it's good. You got to make it enjoyable.
So I got back onto
the spirulina, which is awesome. That's, we've got that in the powdered form and we found, D-Train actually found it a really good one because it's really hard to find good quality spirulina that is grown and done properly without all the pesticides and without all that sort of stuff. So you want to make sure it's, you know, basically GMO free and free of all sorts of stuff. So it was a good one. We found that one. But then I went back to having a look at moringa powder. Now, I know that you put something up on moringa powder quite a while ago.
I did because it kind of, they've been pushing it a lot, but I'm not really sure, to be honest with you, first of all, what it is. Is this plant, right? Or is it a pill?
It's a plant. Yeah. So it is a tree, right? I can't even remember where they're grown. India, maybe? But you can use basically all parts of the tree for a lot of health benefits. But I used to take I used to have moringa oil, which I used to use years ago. And that's really hard to find as well. And they can be super expensive depending on where you get them from as well. But they're super, super good for your skin and hair and all that sort of stuff. But to get the moringa in the powder form, you have to be really careful of like where they get the moringa, where it is, where it's from and where they process it and so forth. So I went back to find the original moringa that I used to buy. There's no GMO. It's actually done here in Australia, which is awesome. And they're actually certified organic as well. So I just bought a small packet. It costs about $7. But you only need to use like a teaspoon and you can make up a tea with it and then you just drink that. So I've been doing that once a day, just one tea a day. And it's probably a week now and I've been finding it's been really helping me a lot. Like I've got my skin's good. My hair is fantastic, but I'm finding that I don't have that tiredness that I had before. I have a little bit more energy. I don't have those, like I'm not flaring up with any of hay fever symptoms or anything like that. So I'm like, this is really good. How come I didn't go back into moringa before? You know, and sometimes you forget that you've tried stuff previously. So I just thought I'd jump back into it. And it is super, super good for you. And it's really good because it has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. It is known as the miracle tree, apparently. There's a few names. It's drumstick tree, the Ben oil tree, horseradish tree. But, you know, I've only ever known moringa as moringa. And apparently there's been like heaps and heaps of health benefits from this particular plant. So I just found it really interesting that there's places that, I mean, I don't know, there's people that say, oh, you know, health things, you've got to be really careful, you don't know what they contain. And I kind of feel like there's been, over the years, there's been a massive push just for people to take pharmaceutical stuff. And they're not really looking at like the natural things and how to cure yourself naturally with actual herbs and, you know, leaves and whatever it is that we food in general.
Yes,
because we've talked about this, like
nutrition,
you know. Yeah, we've talked about this on, you know, endless topics about health and nutrition and what it does for you. But the moringa contains things like vitamin A, B1, B2, B3, vitamin C, calcium, potassium, iron, magnesium, and phosphorus, which is really good, especially for women. I kind of feel like we don't get a lot of those B vitamins that really are essential. And, you know, because people say, oh, how many? But there's different types of B vitamins that you need. And I know that there's quite a few people, there's a few women over the years that I know that used to get particular vitamin B injections. And I was like, ew, yuck. I'd rather try and find something naturally than stick a needle in me. But it's got, you know, the thing is, it contains, there's no cholesterol in it. There's no fat, right? It's basically, it's a plant. Like, I don't know how you can get cholesterol and fat from plants, but who knows? But it's got heaps of things, like for your hair and for your skin. So basically working from inside out. It stops fluid buildup in your body. It helps repair tissue. It protects the liver. It may suppress the development of certain cancer cells, because it contains a thing called niacinamycin, which is interesting, because it's like, I thought about frankincense did that as well, which is the Boswellia. Don't ask me what the Latin name is for the actual plant itself, but there's particular plants that actually do treat certain cancer cells, which is interesting. And then, you know, your upset tummies, which is obviously, you know, more inflammation, bacterial infections. What else have we got here? Now, rheumatoid arthritis, my mum has, I'm not sure, she still has rheumatoid arthritis, but not to the extent that has been really bad. Apparently, according to my sister, since she's been going to a wellness clinic, and she's had, I told you last time, mum's been getting like red light therapy. She's also been seeing a Chinese herbalist who's helped her over the years as well. So mum's had, as she's aged, she's had quite a few issues. She also had some injury through the, you know, the vaccine and all that kind of stuff. But she seems to be coming really well now. And the fact that my sister said that, you know, the winter that we've just had, because it's so cold in Victoria, it's very different to Queensland, that, you know, mum's arthritis was actually really super manageable, and she was able to have the use of her hands this time round, and she wasn't in extreme pain. So that's a good thing. So, because we had helped her, like even from me from here, we were trying to work out with my sister how to, you know, increase things in mum's diet and what she could have as a supplement and what kind of therapies she was going to do. And we found that it's helped her a lot. So it was just fantastic to know that, you know, and you know that the natural stuff works. It might take a long time, but it does work in the end.
Well, I truly believe that is more more effective than, you know, because when you go to the doctor and even though they may give you something and it might seem like you're getting better, but it just masks the symptoms and it doesn't actually, you know, cure it or make it better. It just masks. So, so even though people say, oh, yeah, you know, I can get it done faster, but no, you're not really doing anything. You're just masking. So that is probably more, you know, just like it took you that long to create that issue, it's going to take you, you know, you got to give it some time to get out of it. So I think we've been misled to expect instant results.
Yeah. You know? But, you know, the natural stuff, the combination I'm doing basically along with, you know, having a healthy diet. So, you know, we have more veggies in our diet. We've introduced obviously eggs. We've introduced a little bit of meat in our diet again, but we're eating, I can't eat like steak. So we've been getting super good, mince. So I can make up little patties and stuff. Chicken is fine as well. But we have a lot, like I'm a big veggie person as well. So I love, you know, my lettuce and my cucumbers and my tomatoes. There's nothing better than having, you know, a platter of different things, but I can incorporate the different cheeses that I enjoy and all that kind of stuff as well. So, you know, that sort of stuff. And then having these things, so having my hydrolyzed collagen, having my spirulina, having this moringa now as my supplements has been really good. So, and because the hydrolyzed collagen is powder form, spirulina is a powder form, the moringa is basically a tea, which is like a, you know, very fine like powder as well. So all that, you just mix it with your water and you just ingest it. And you know that gets absorbed very quickly. So you know the results can happen pretty quick as well, because your body's getting what it needs straight away rather than trying to break it down in your stomach. And then, yeah, you don't actually know all the components are actually good. Because what are the, you know, when you take those capsules sometimes, it's like, what is that stuff that they put it in? I don't know what that film of stuff is. You know, it's like when you make sausages, it's like, you know, that's like a stomach lining and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know what that is.
So here I'd like to put in something that just for thought here, it may or may not be true, but when you think about the placebo effect, you know, all the doctors always talk about placebo effect, but they never really address it. Like, what exactly is that, right? To me, if you consider that we, you know, our bodies are pretty powerful and a lot of this stuff is energetic. So it's almost like changing your mind, you know, like, okay, I'm not going to, you know, accept this as something that's going to stick with me for the rest of my life. Or, you know what I mean? It's like you are more powerful than you think. And so I would say, you know, like, cause you were saying, you know, it could happen, you know, quicker. It's like, yeah. But I guess when I say sometimes you have to unwind some of these things that have been there forever, you know, like, because I've been subscribing to the thought that a lot of our stuff is energetic and it is emotional and it starts with a trauma or a, you know, a belief in your head that, you know, like how they tell us, well, you can get certain diseases because your parents got them or your ancestors. You're no more prone. So it's like we create these things in our head because it's been put there by, you know, it's like pointing the bone.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so again, if you, if this is the case and you didn't then decide, I'm not going to believe in that. I'm taking my energy out of that belief. Yeah. You could probably cure it, you know, in an hour. So it depends, you know, on where that issue is coming from. Now, you may have an emotional issue that is a little bit harder to get rid of or to let go of. You know, we all have, you know, childhood traumas, whatever, that sometimes we, you know, it's got to be unwound for a period of time. So that's kind of the, I don't know if you've ever heard of German New Medicine.
No, I
haven't.
Which
is everything starts there. It's like by the time it gets to a physical thing, you know, it's already been, you know, you've been holding on to it for a long period of time. So, you know, this is their, you know, they look at it as like, cause like, you know, they went around and, you know, everybody who's had like some emotional trauma, like, you know, obviously a huge trauma, like you lost somebody or somebody passed away unexpectedly, like a son or a daughter, or, you know, just a huge trauma. You know, usually a few months later, people get some sort of, you know, horrible disease, you know, like a cancer or a, you know, life-threatening illness. And it's usually starts because, you know, you're you've been stressed so hard with, you know, some sort of emotional crisis. And or again, if it's something that's been going on for a long time, like, you know, something from childhood where you've, you know, some self-esteem issue or something that, obviously something more traumatic, like you were molested or, you know, had a extremely traumatic event in your childhood. It takes people longer to unwind from those things. So it really is boils down to your psychological energy that's you're keeping holding it, and you hold it in your body, and that's why it eventually ends up as a physical ailment.
Yeah, well, I believe that. I believe that because years ago I went with a girlfriend to a session with a naturopath who was doing a talk about gut health, and they were saying that the gut basically, if you cure your gut, you can basically cure lots of things, including anything that's neurological. So it goes to show like how much our bodies, like how each of every little thing, every little cell, you know, from our endocrine system to our nervous system, you know, down to our microbiology of our cells, how much it's connected. So I do believe that the trauma, you know, yes, your body can hold trauma, like it holds resentment and all sorts of things, you know. The negativity will fester into something and, you know, and it will come out in something very bad for you. So that's why they're saying you need to clear those kind of things, you know. I used to say to my dad, like, it's no good having resentment because you're only hurting yourself at the end of the day. Because if that person's already dead, then they no longer are around. So why are you holding on to something still? You know, it's just making you sick. It's not making you any better. So it's like you gotta learn to let go, and you gotta learn to heal from that sort of stuff. And things, yeah. I mean, that's the thing though, because like if you can heal from physical stuff, right? At the moment, how's this? I had one of those really weird where I was walking in one of the parks last Sunday, and I stepped on a stick, which must have been a bit of a branch, and it had a stick thing stuck out of it, and it stuck right into my leg, right? I've got like this massive hole in my leg. And I was like, it's one of those stupid, like, you know, when the when you step on the rake comic things, you know, and where it hits you. And I was like, it hurt so much. And I had this like hole in my leg, like it's scabbed up. It's healing really well and all that kind of stuff. But it's amazing to see like how much your body heals. Right. So it's like, okay, that was a quick, that really hurt me. Ouch, 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 ouch. And then you forget about the pain. Now your body's healing. Right. But when it becomes more of a psychological thing, your inside is still going, ouch, 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 you're still hurting me.
Yeah.
And then your body, your organs and everything start to be affected by that.
Exactly. And I'll tell, after the break.
Truth Meets is supported by listener donations. You can support us too by going truthmeets.com and clicking on the donate link. Truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
So jazzy. Okay. Trying to hold on to my thought there. So as you were saying that, it totally just perked up my ears because, as you know, I was on my last show, I was talking about how our thoughts, you know, are so important, how they keep us, you know, whether they're bad or good, you know, if you have a thought, it's like when you just said, it reminded me, if you've had this horrible traumatic event and you keep thinking about it, you keep poking it, it's like scraping the wound open again, you know, by thinking about it and going over and over and over, and oh, that person or whatever happened, you know, and you know, you just keep, you know, keep noodling it or whatever you want to call it. And that's what keeps it hanging around. You got to just let it go. You got to like forgive the person or get over it, whatever, however you can, you know, bring a different perspective to the situation, or, you know, you got to kind of let it go. And then otherwise you're going to carry it around with you. And yeah, and then it starts festering and then you got, you know, worse problems. So yeah, I mean, not to plug my show, but, you know, that's kind of what I was getting at in my
word because that's the thing, though, because at the end of the day, you've got to think about a lot of things and how to how things affect your body. Like I was just like, I believe Rick put up something about about teeth. Each tooth is associated with an organ in the body and pain in each, in each one. And then Marford put up something about the meridian system for self-analysis in regards to your teeth. But it's also like, you know, when they do the reflexology and, you know, they say parts of your foot or even in your hand, you know, if you squeeze that bit between your thumb and your index finger there, you can, I don't know, get rid of a headache or something like that. Don't quote me on that. I'm not 100% but I'm just stating you know, there's certain things it's that will connect.
It's all connected, right? And
it's the same with your feet as well.
Right. Everything, you know, and it's what is connecting it is the energy flow. It's the vibration. It's your rhythm. It's the energy that's flowing through your body. It's like a circuit, you know, so if it's humming along and it gets to this point where it's stuck, then that's where you get a pain or, you know, something starts developing because the energy can't flow through freely. And this is the whole concept behind the tuning fork or energy medicine or even, you know, like your Chinese medicine, all that Reiki, even massage. Obviously, you know, all these things that help unstuck the energy and it'll, you know, sometimes it'll just take care of it for a couple hours and sometimes, you know, it'll completely free it up. But if you keep, again, if you keep, you know, recreating that block, then you're going to have to go back for, you know, that's why people keep having to go back to their chiropractors all the time or their massage therapists or whatever, because they're not connecting the dots. When it gets cleared up, you forget about it. So you really have to, at the point of when you're getting all those messages from your body, pain is a message, you know, you got to sit down and figure it out. Well, what's causing this? What, why am I, you know, what's the pain trying to tell me, so to speak?
Mm.
It's mind blowing. And I'm sure it's, everybody's thinking like, oh, woo woo.
Yeah. But I mean, there were some good ideas. I was looking into, I think I sent you the link that I was talking to Grok about. And then, you know, just think about your daily and weekly rituals and what you can do. Yeah. I mean, you know, your morning routine check-in, like what's the first thing you do in the morning, you know? Do you go and make a coffee? Do you stretch? Do you grab your phone and start scrolling? What do? You know?
Well, I say quickly, if you're waking up to an alarm clock, some hideous sound, what is it? An alarm? You're alarmed?
Yeah, that shocks you to the core.
You just jumped out of bed, your dreams, whatever was going on, you know, your sleep, your rest, or your calm, basically. And next thing you know, oh, gotta go, and you're off to the races. That's probably not the best. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. No, but it is a shock to the system when you have an alarm, you know, because your body then it starts tensing up instead of being relaxed. So I have an alarm which has this mellow music that plays like softly and then gradually gets louder. So it's sort of, I kind of hear it in my dream, like I'm in a dream state and I'm like, what's that noise, you know? And then I'm like, oh, and then it's sort of, and it's like a very sort of mellow music. So I've stopped the whole like, you know, aggressive alarm sort of thing to get you up of the morning, because it's like, seriously, I reckon that's how come people have heart attacks
exactly.
in the morning, because like they're just shocked when they get up. You know, it's just like, that's the kind of thing, like you don't want to be doing that. But I've also, you know, heard about stretching in the morning. And if you watch your animals, like if you have pets, if you have a cat or dog, you watch them when they get up, they stretch. The first thing they do is they stretch. And none of us, the first thing when you jump out of bed should be stretching. Apparently we should be stretching. I was like, oh, maybe I've got to get into the habit of stretching of a morning as well when I get up. Like, you know, we see, yeah, I just remember the old cartoons when they used to get out of bed and they used to put their arms in the air and yawn, and it was like this stretch, stretch, stretch. And I'm like, there's got to be a purpose and a reason why we're stretching in the morning. So there's all these things that we don't do that we should be doing. I don't know why we're not. Do you know what I mean? And maybe it just seems like something really stupid, but there's obviously some good things behind why we do it.
Obviously, you know, I mean, a lot of people do get up and the first thing they do is work out, or, you know, not necessarily stretch, but they, you know, they go either to the gym and start working out, but it's not quite, you know, as relaxed and luxurious as you're talking about. You know, you're talking, I mean, because, you know, a stretch is not really a hard thing to do. It's actually supposed to feel good, you know, and you can tell your animals when they're doing it. They're not like, oh, I gotta get up and do the gym thing. No, it's more like a welcome thing, right? And that again is something, you know, it's like we think, oh, you gotta do this. No, it's supposed to be, an enjoyable thing, something that feels good. And I have some exercises that I do in the morning, but you know, I don't just jump out of bed and start doing them. It usually takes me, you know, I get my coffee, fumble around a little bit before I do them, but. It is kind of like that. It is a stretch of sorts, a breathing. You just do some breathing. They're called somatic exercises, which are a kind of stretching. And when you stretch, you know, because, you know, as opposed to like working out, you know, you're working your arms and your legs when you work out, but this is more of a
waking up.
Out of your core, of your, a stretch of your, because everything should come from your core. It shouldn't, like, we do exercise wrong. And I know everybody's going to go, what? Because when you think about it, you're moving your arms and your legs, but they're not, the arms and the legs are, you know, the real strength comes from your core, from your back, from your stomach muscles. And that's actually these exercises that I do, it teaches you to do them properly because that's what keeps you in alignment. Because, you know, when you say you injure yourself on one side or the other, and then next thing you know, you're kind of favoring one side because that side was injured. And then after you're all healed, you go back, you don't go back to both sides, you kind of get stuck in that one-sided favoritism thing. And that's how you become out of alignment. And so these exercises, you know, train you back to getting into alignment so that you're, you know, you're using your, again, your core rather than just your extremities. Cause, I mean, like, and I notice now when I go to the beach and I see people running, and you can tell if they're running with their legs and their arms or if they're running with their core, because, you know, it, you can hear it. You can hear their feet slapping on the ground if they're just using their legs. And, yeah, it's a thing, you know, it really is interesting, but that's how your body gets out of alignment. And when you're, you know, jogging like that, that's how you ruin and destroy your knees and your joints. And, you know, all these people have to get surgery because they've been jogging like this for years.
Yeah. The core's big though, because I mean, even when we did all our sports, you know, we did Dietro and I with our competition sports, even when we used to train, it was always the core. You always engage your core, learn how to core. It stabilizes you, and that's what you need. Yeah. It's the foundation of the stability that you need. It's the core, right? And it's so true that in regards to that core training, and there's a guy you can watch. He's I think he has a YouTube channel. His name's Anatoly, and he is like really strong. He's super lean, guy, and he's really strong. He's got muscle, but he's not like, you know how bodybuilders and people that lift weights have like, like huge muscles and huge this and huge that, like they'll have huge muscle, calf muscles, huge thigh muscles and whatever, and you know, whatever that. But he started quite young doing core training, engaging the core. And that's how he said he built his strength, and that's how he became very, very strong. And he does this thing where he dresses up as a cleaner and he goes to the gym and he watches people like training, and what he does is he just cleans around them, and they've got this heavy weight, and he'll just lift it with one hand, and he'll like mop underneath or sweep underneath, and he'll put it back down, and you'll see the faces of the people that they're like fully like, what? Yeah, it's just like, man, like that's super heavy, right? Because you see them struggling with the weight, and then this little guy, right, wearing a janitor's outfit, and he wears like a cap with a fake wig and everything, just lifts it with one hand, and they're like, their mouth is like, what? Like absolute shock. But then in some of the videos, he actually reveals who he is, right? And then they're like, oh, wow, you're the guy who, you know, and he shows us his training routine of what he does. And it's so basic. It's nothing, you don't even need to go to the gym. You could basically do it around your house, you know, training. I mean, how many of us actually squat and like from squat stand, right? I'm guaranteeing you not a lot of people can go down to a squat and then stand up. And that's all part of your core as well. We used to do a lot of that training as well. And then you see it and they're like, oh, you know, that's what, what's his name? Who's the TV, you know, a couple of the TV, Jean-Claude Van Damme and Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. And I mean, you got to laugh about these names and the guys that they're there that are doing it. They're obviously there for entertainment, but these guys also trained and they got fit. You know,
The martial arts are not just about, you know, strength. It's about it's spiritual. It's your brain, your mind, it's using your energy, basically, you know, learning how to use your energy rather than your physicality. It's kind of a mind game, so to speak.
But they balance themselves out.
It's very woo-woo because it's like, you know, walking through walls or, you know, you just, it's like a transformation of sorts of your physicality into just energy. It's a whole nother study. I've found that martial arts, and I never knew that really. It's interesting. Again, another Chinese kind of Asian, discipline there that not a lot of people, you know, go get into, although it's getting popular now.
Yeah. But you know, when you think about it though, you look at, some of these people who aren't, fat, you know, they don't have health problems and stuff like that. And I think a lot of it is, I mean, culture, but based around a lot of the how they were initially trained. Like in Japan, I've been watching some series on Japan and how they teach their children, the Japanese children. They teach them how to eat good food. Like they're not allowed to eat. They don't even have things like potato chips and Mars bars, and they don't have junk food, right? They don't have junk food. Yeah. Like what they're taught from a very, very young age in the school. And I was watching a doco on they're teaching the children how to prepare food. And it was all like fresh vegetables. They might have maybe rice or noodle or something, but there was no packet food, no junk food. Like these kids would not know what McDonald's is. They wouldn't know what, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken is. They wouldn't know that. They wouldn't know what any of those things are because the discipline in teaching them about healthy, how to prepare healthy food, eat healthy food, and have a healthy lifestyle. And hence that none of them are obese and none of them are sick.
Yeah.
So I just thought, wow, that's a really good way of teaching children about like where your food comes from and what it does and what's good for you and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we always, all the time, I keep hearing about, oh, there's all these lunchbox rules and parents are carrying on about these stupid lunchbox rules. My brother all the time with these stupid lunchbox rules. I'm like, what is this? What is this? I'm like, can't your kid eat like a salad sandwich or something, you know? And he's going, oh, now they got no wrappers on this and, you know, they can't have this and the kids can't share food because this kid might have an allergy for something. I'm like, oh, for crying out loud. Like, seriously, you know, poor kids can't even celebrate, you know, birthdays or have any sort of celebration because, you know, there's going to be one kid who's going to be allergic to something and God forbid that if you brought a cake, that's going to kill them. So like crazy, but you know what I mean? I'm like, just there's nothing anymore.
Yes.
Like it just seems like everything is out there. It's like, it's wrong. You can't do this. It's wrong. And, you know, the foods we eat, 90% of it's packaged food. It's just so bad.
Well, yeah, it's It's like you said, though, there's so many people with food allergies now, and everybody, it's funny because it's like, you know, everybody attributes it to, you know, oh, well, it's nuts or it's eggs or it's, you know, bread or, you know, all these things that are really, that's not the issue. I think the biggest issue is all the poisons, toxins, and whatever the shit they're putting in the food anymore. It's like, it's catching up to everybody. You can't deny that, I don't think. After.
You've reached another top of hour on Truth Meets. Go to truthmeets.com to sign up and participate in our forums and conversations.
Truthmeets.com, you're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious, 11th and 12th of the 11th. 11, 11, 1, 2, 11.
I don't mean to get preachy, but, you know, it is common sense. You know, if you eat real food, you're probably not going to have all these problems. But
No, that's right. And I heard a comic, it came up, who was it? Some comedian here in Australia. He's originally of an Asian, Malaysian or Asian background. And he was like, you know, all I have to do to kill all of you is to give you peanuts. And I was like, what? Because, oh, you have peanut allergy, you know. You're sick from this and sick from that. The way he said it on stage, I was absolutely killing myself with laughter. But the thing is, he was making, it's a comedy act that he was doing. But really, in real things that happen, it's like, it's true. It's true. What he's saying is true. Like, you know, all it takes is, you got this allergy, I will give you that. Yeah, I'll give you this. I'll give you this. This is going to kill you, you know. It's like, and I was just like, whoa, that's full on. But it's, since when? Like, you know,
Here's something really funny. So my daughter's roommate, she is allergic to nuts. So, you know, they can't have any nuts in the house. It's really serious. You know, if she's got her EpiPen, I mean, you can't even get near her with nuts. But she can eat Reese's peanut butter cups because they actually don't put any nuts in that. It's like, I don't know what it is, but she can eat it. I was like, okay, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's it. But see, as our bodies, are we conditioned to eating foods that are fake food? Like, even a friend of mine was telling me that we were talking about food the other day, right? Because she was like, oh, she goes, the supermarkets. She goes, I don't really look at the supermarkets for fruit, but the other day they had like an odd bunch sort of thing going where they introducing some of the supermarkets are introducing like, the odd fruit, you know, how it's not perfectly polished and all that kind of stuff. So it's, it's the real deal stuff, right? And she goes, oh, I was really surprised. So I thought, oh, I'll give these apples a try. And she goes, oh, wow, they're actually like apples without the full wax. And, you know, you're like, oh, it's actually an apple that looks like an apple, tastes like an apple. And it's, you know, still nice inside. It's not rotten inside and all that kind of stuff. And then we got to talking about food, and then she was talking about bread. Because she has a gluten allergy, right? And I said, that's interesting because gluten is a protein and gluten is found in a lot of things, right? But what makes it, like, what makes you allergic to it? It could be the toxins, could be like the preparation of the bread or something. And she said, well, I find it interesting because a friend of ours showed us a while ago, they got some bread. They make their own bread because she makes her own bread. And she's like, so they got the supermarket bread and he goes, watch this. And he grabbed a slice of bread and he went to fold it in his hand, like scrunch it in his hand. And the bread unfolded out.
Oh, wow.
Like it was never scrunched at all. And I'm like, that's creepy. I'm like, there's plastic in there, surely. What would you put in there to make? And you're thinking, if bread does that, imagine what it's doing to your inside. Like, is your body even able to ingest that stuff? That's terrible, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and there was a whole thing about, do you get bubble tea where you are?
You mean boba tea? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, they call it those bubble little, tea here. Yeah, with the little those, like tapioca balls or whatever.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. We have those. Yeah.
Well, because you don't even know if those are, some of those are actually natural or if they're like fake. Like they might have plastic and stuff in them. Because there was, because the Asians love it. It's super popular. But I don't know whether or not it was true, the actual story, but one chick actually ended up having to have surgery because her stomach didn't digest it and it was sat in her like intestinal tract, these things. And she was having like really, yeah. And I was like, that's disgusting. I would never go to any of those anyway. So sorry, no bubble tea, no gong cha, none of that stuff for me.
I have to say, my daughter loves those things and she was so excited to show me them. And we happened to pass one of those stores and she's like, oh, look at, you know, boba tea. And I was like, and she said, I'll buy you one. And I'm like, okay. Yeah. They're freaking like $15 for these things.
Yeah. They're expensive. Yeah.
And I said, well, how about you just get one and I'll just try it. Right. And I was like, yeah, no. Because for that very reason, it's like, what is that? What are those things in there? They just seem like little plastic balls. And I was like, no, sorry. But
I remember Mum used to buy like the little tapioca pearls, right? They're proper from the tapioca plant. And you can make desserts out of them. And she used to make this. I'm talking about when I was really young. And I still remember some of the desserts that, you know, coming from a multi-diverse family with different cultural backgrounds and stuff like that. Yeah. Like food was a big thing in our family. So having things like that, those little tapioca, you know, balls in a, like a dessert thing was really super yummy. Mum used to cook them up and we used to have it. She used to do a sweet potato with the condensed milk and stuff. I was like, I don't know, it sounds sweet and bleh, but it was actually really super nice. But the thing is, if I was to probably look for that sort of stuff today, I wouldn't find it. And I don't think it would be like the real deal. Cause I get so scared now of food being more like having microplastics in it, because that's what is happening. And I'm finding that, you know, they're finding that we have this in our, and then you'll get food recall and it's like, there's a food recall for this and a food recall for this because there's plastics in it or metals in it or this in it or that in it, or there's some allergen in it. And I'm like, oh no, I really can't. I have to go back and just go get some fresh fruit, veggies or whatever I need to get. You know what I mean? Find the best quality that I can with particular food, because you just don't know anymore. How nuts is it? Why would they do that? Like, why would you just replace everything like that? You know?
Exactly. It's like, why are they doing that? Who is trying to kill us?
Yeah, I mean,
clues do we need? It's like we're like targeted from every angle, and
But the rise of the food allergy is phenomenal, though. Like, and that's why I'm like, I don't understand. You know, I guess because the way the world is, but how it became so bad, like how it became so bad. Is it so bad? Like, why did they make it like this? Are we going to fear food now, or is it just part of that incorporation of this is what you're going to eat, this is what's going to have to happen? Well,
it's, you know, like, it's almost, well, and, you know, like you can say it's a coincidence or it's just organically happened this way, but it does feeds like the food industry feeds the medical industry. Cause if you giving everybody crappy food, then you got more customers on the medical end. Right. And it kind of, you know, runs round and round and feeds itself. But again, it could, like I said, it could be another large, larger operation that, you know, however they can, they can do it, they're after us for whatever reason. You know, I almost hate to say it, but I feel like somebody doesn't want us to thrive. You know, somebody's out to get us.
Yeah. And that's the thing, though.
Yeah, it's hard to.
That's the thing also, too, Beachy. It's like we have to sort of be aware of all these things that go. We can't just go, it's gone too far now, where people are just really sick.
It's
you know, there's so many different cancers. I mean, there's so many cancers I've never even heard of. You know, and it's, you've just really got to be aware of these kind of things now. You can't just go, oh, yeah, well, that's it. That's it. That's it. Because don't you value your life? Like, don't you value what you put inside you?
Right. Well,
you know,
I mean, the good news is, though, it's like, in my opinion, through all my study and, you know, yeah, again, I'm not going to call myself a conspiracy theorist. I'm going to call myself a pattern recognition specialist, an analyst, an observer. I'm not going to, like, again, if you know, plug in my show talking about words and how we address ourselves, and you know, it feeds into, you know, what we're telling ourselves every day, and feeds into our psyche, and you know, that whole thing we talked about, getting our, making ourselves ill. But anyway, you know, I lost my train of thought. What was I thinking? Going forward, we have to, like you said, yeah, be aware and not, you know, just understand and look at it from the standpoint that, hey, we've made it this far. They've been after us for centuries and we're still here thriving and kicking. That's the good news. But yeah, you know, we got to be vigilant and just try to stay on the clean side of things as best we can.
Yeah. No, it's pretty good though. I think I like this whole, where are we? This whole wellness thing, right? Mm-hmm. So I've got this 30-day wellness glow up challenge, right? So you don't really have to, it's just something you can do. So so you've got day, I'll read it to you. I'll read you the challenge. Right. So day one is hydration and the challenge is to drink 8 glasses of water. Day two is movement. So 10-minute walk or stretch. Day three, gratitude. Name 3 good things. Day four is about food. So try 1 new vegetable or 1 new fruit. 5 is sleep. No screens 30 minutes before bed. 6 is about play. Do 1 fun thing just for you. Right? 7, reset. Take a 20-minute nap or sit quiet somewhere. Right? I love the naps. I enjoy a nana nap every now and then. Day 8 is about posture. So if you sit at a desk or whatever, just do 3 times desk reset stretches, or just do a reset stretch, whatever you're doing. So, because if, say, I'm on my feet all day, so, you know, and it can get pretty tiring. So I would have to think about maybe a posture stretch in regards to how am I standing? Like, am I hunching when I stand? You know what I mean? So I'll have to do like those reset. 9 is about kindness. So compliment someone. 10 is a meal. So cook from scratch. And it says even toast. But don't get that unfoldy, foldy bread. Get real bread.
I thought you were going to say you got to make that bread before you can toast it.
Or if you like to make. Actually, that can be on your meal thing. Not your meal. Try something new. No, it might be somewhere down here. Anyway, let's have a look. Day 11 is about breathing. So 1 minute deep breathing. Day 12 is about decluttering. Clear one small space. Oh my goodness, there's so many people I know that hoard, including myself, within one drawer. I have, how's this? So I have OCD, which is the obsessive cleaning disorder, not the other one, right? Which drives my husband totally insane. He will clean and I'll say, thanks for cleaning. And he'll put things back or whatever, you know, but and I will go and I have to stop. Yes, I have to stop myself from adjusting, not cleaning, adjusting where things are. So this is like, they're the little things that I have to be aware of for myself, right? So it's like he made the bed. He won't make the bed the way I make the bed, but he's made the bed. So I've got to be grateful that he's actually made the bed. So I'm not, I have to stop myself from saying, you know, saying, oh, thanks, honey, and then remaking the bed, because that just is a terrible thing. So my gratitude would be like to really be grateful that he's actually done something, right? True, right? Yeah, but that's true, right? But with OC, like, so with my obsessive compulsive, I have one messy drawer. And I was talking to this, I was talking about this to a work colleague on Monday about it. And she's the same. She's a neat freak, right? So there's different variations of who we are. Neat freak, obsessive cleaning, whatever. But I also have this because I've worked in fashion retail for so long, colors and the way things sit and what sits next to what has to be, has to complement or match because it drives me crazy, right? And then my manager, she goes to me, are you sure you're not ADHD as well? I'm like, no, I don't think so. So she's the same. So she says, I said, there's one thing with all of us. We have one messy thing, right? She goes, yes. And I said, you know what my messy thing is? A utility drawer. So I have a drawer in the kitchen, which all the stuff just goes in that is just random bits of stuff, right? That is my messy drawer, my messy drawer. So I have one messy thing in my life because you just can't be perfect, right? My other drawers have like sections and this and that and, you know, even like the way the T-shirts are folded, the way we place the socks and whatever, right? And it's just, that's just the way it is. But I have a messy drawer. And she was laughing and she's the same. She has something messy as well. She goes, yeah, I have a messy thing as well. So with anyone who's a bit of a freak when it comes to like, say, cleaning or making things in, like they have to be in a certain way, you have some sort of disorder in this thing, you will have something messy. Yeah. So I thought that was a bit funny.
Yeah, you got to have a crazy space, right? I get it.
Yeah.
I have a few more drawers than just one, but I you know, get upset at, you know, my daughter is 10 times worse, you know, and it's just like, oh my God, you have so much stuff and she's moved out and it's still here.
It's still there, yeah.
It's like, I feel like, I hear you.
Yeah. All right. That's the declutter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So day 13, day 13, we're going to move and we're going to dance to one song. So you got to dance to one song.
Well,
I love this. You know, I love this because you can always put on something from YouTube.
Exactly. I have to say I was very disappointed in myself because, you know, my little trip we took a couple weeks ago, we went to a wedding and it was, you know, a really beautiful place and everything. But oh my God, it was so taxing just to get there because, you know, through traffic, we had to go through LA, we were on Friday night traffic and we had to go up the mountains and it took like forever through all this traffic and we were in the car for hours And then the next day was the wedding, right? And so, but I was just exhausted. So, and, you know, of course, wedding, you know, there's dancing, mm-hmm. people are celebrating, they want... I just did not feel like dancing. And I feel bad now because it's like I was just like, I was not a team player in that aww. Activity.
Did your hubby get a groove on?
Well, they had really good music. And I have to say, I you know, like you said, I just couldn't get myself up off the chair to do it. But they did have a song where it was a slow dance, you dance with your partner, so it was like...
No matter what your age...
You're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
So, we're back. But Beachy, did you end up slow dancing?
Yeah, I did that. It was, you know, some, you know, cheesy romantic song that, you know, from back in the day. And I was, you know, it wasn't one of my favorites, but I, you know, it was funny because like my nose just started running inside a pull out of Kleenex and it looked like I was crying probably, you know, so it fit, you know, but
yeah.
I was like, oh my God, people probably think I'm like getting so nostalgic or, you know, whatever. But it was a nice wedding. It was really, you know, beautiful and all. And, you know, I had a good time and all. I just, like you said, I was just so tired. I just could not, I just didn't feel like doing the dance and thing. So.
Yeah. Well, we've got an engagement coming up. And, it's really weird. She's got a theme. It's a wear white to her engagement. And I'm like, don't tell me you're going to spring like a wedding on us as well. You know what I mean?
She's going to have a surprise wedding.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I'll let you know. It's at the end of the month.
Yeah. It's fun, though. I mean, you know, who knows? That used to be a thing, you know, a surprise wedding. It's like, even for the groom, it's like, oh, well.
I'm not going to go through every single thing in this because it's like 30 days worth of stuff. So if you're up for a 30-day wellness glow-up challenge, I don't know, ask Rock and the AI will work one out for you. So let's have a look. Strength, you know how I was talking about squats before. So one of it was about strength. So one of the days is in regards to doing 10 squats or wall push-ups. They're super hard. I'll take the squats any day. Thank you very much. Connect, talk about connecting with people, text or call a friend. Nature, spend time outside, the balcony counts. I like how the balcony counts. If you are, what do you call them? What's the phobia? Is it not agoraphobia? What's that phobia that people have when they go outside?
Agoraphobic or something like that?
No, actually, that's very interesting. Did you know Kim Basinger had that?
Huh, no.
Yeah, she had that phobia. So I knew it was a new thing. I was like, oh, well, okay, who knows with people.
How does that work? I mean, you kind of got to go out to do a movie, don't you?
Where she disappeared, you know, where she just disappeared. Like nobody knew what happened to Kim Basinger. Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's right. And then because she, after this whole thing, we didn't see her for a while, right? And then she came out and she was doing 8 Mile with, what's his name? Eminem? That was the time she came back. And I was like, well, what happened to her? But, I found out that she had that weird disorder. Well,
maybe she was an AI or a...
Maybe. Maybe they replaced him like they always do.
It's like you find out all these things now. It's like you've seen those masks that they just kind of... Well, you know, throw over your head like a shirt, you know, or like a sweater. And
oh, yeah.
It's like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You can be anybody you want.
I know. Talk about anybody you want. I'll just quickly finish this and we'll go into something else. But the laugh, so day 25 is about laughing. So watch a funny video, which I love doing that. Since I've got this Tubi or Tubby or whatever it's called, it's a free movie and streaming app you can get on your phone, but you can watch. But I've just found like all these movies I want to watch, these TV shows I want to watch. So I've put them on my favorite watch list. So far I've gotten down to watch two movies. And it's taken me to watch two movies. It's taking me 3 weeks. So because I have to pause them and then like, by the time I get around to watching them again, it'll be like, oh, it might be on my lunch break at work. Or I might get like 5 or 10 minutes before I want to go to bed or something. You know what I mean? I was like, anyway, so that was funny.
Well, at least you can just open it up again. Yeah. I have Tubi TV and anymore, it's like, I can't sit down and watch TV. You just want to eat. You can watch a few minutes and then you're like, you got something else to do. So
yeah, exactly.
It's good though that you can get it on your phone and just like throw it on. I didn't know you could,
So good.
Watch it while you're standing in line at the grocery store or something.
Or while the dog's doing his business. I'm like, watch 5 minutes. And then your day 24 is about where did we go to? Day 25. Day 28, it's called Celebration, where you can sort of reflect back on what's improved in your month, which is nice. Day 29, we're going back to, guess what? The core. And they're saying to do your 30-second planks. Oh, my goodness, the planks used to kill me. But that's a good way of building your core as well, is the plank. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then and then day 30, it's just about reset. So it just says to pick your 3 favorite tasks to repeat over for the next month. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. So I had to have a laugh about the whole wellness thing because the boys over the weekend, the one that always drinks with his vodka was having it with carrot juice, right? And
it always drinks.
Yeah. Okay.
That narrows it down.
You know it's like Beetlejuice, right? You say the name 3 times. So I am not going to go there. But anyone who has heard us talking about the R&R show, if you jump on truthmeats.com, our website, you will see the R&R show. And the boys there are really funny. They really are. But this one who loves his vodka and has the carrot juice now. So there is a new name for this drink. And I think it's called the Emma Luglu. Something because
say that again. Say that 3 times fast.
We were talking about on the weekend. We were talking about a particular actress. We couldn't get her name right, and then when we finally got a name right, and then our producer said, "That's what I'm going to call this drink now. It's going to be called the Emma Loglu, or something like that." So that's what it's called. So. Crack it up. It was funny. And then we had a bit of fun. I had a bit of fun with AI. So I discovered, I didn't really discover, D-Train has had Grok for a while. And I was like, oh, what are you doing there? And he AI'd one of my photos. And I was like, why did you do that? And he goes, no, look at this. And I was like, oh, wow, that actually looks amazing. And then I thought, oh, can you do that? And I wanted to have a bit of fun with AI. So I had a bit of fun with the photos that the boys had put up on Discord. And, I'm playing around with it. And it was funny. It was really funny.
Well, yeah, I've seen those. And obviously you sent me one of those. And I'm like, seeing all the stuff you guys are doing, it's like amazing. And I'm thinking maybe I need to get this software. So you just download it from like the Apple Store or Android
Store? Apple Store or Google Play or whatever it is. Yeah. Yeah. And
what's
then you
it
just,
called?
It's Grok AI.
Grok AI. Okay.
Yeah. And you can do everything. Like I have on it. And I would love to be able to do it, but I don't have another phone. I need to have a separate phone so that I can have a conversation you guys can hear. But you can do anything from creating videos to talking to it with voice mode. I don't always have it in voice mode, only every now and then. You can analyze your documents with it. You can edit images. You can customize it yourself. But I often have conversations and I've kept like some of the conversations I've had in here, which is really good. Like what we're talking about, the health, it gave us some, which I sent to you, Beachy, in regards to some of the health things we could talk about, which is good. And then that's how it came up with that 30-day challenge, because I asked it, it asked me, would I like to try a 30-day wellness challenge? I can create a calendar for you. And I said, oh, yeah, that would be great. And that's the calendar that it created me. So that was pretty good. I thought, oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Personal trainer.
Sorry?
Personal trainer.
Yeah, you can have it as a personal trainer. Yeah, it's very interesting. But you can even customize it to speak in male or female with whatever accent. So, yeah, it's very interesting. Mine's just female. I know D-Train had his on female for a while and he's like, man, this is getting a bit weird. I'm just going to change it to a male voice. Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, like we've often chat about AI and the things that it can do and where it's going, and it's pretty much used everywhere now. You know, at the end of the day, this is the way the world moves, that this is the way technology moves. So we can either use it in a way where, you know, we can benefit from it, have fun with it or whatever. So, you know, for me, it's like I had a bit of fun with it. I think it's quite nice. It was really, I did a really creepy, was it really creepy though? Maybe. I don't know. I thought it was a bit funny at the same time, but I thought, wow, this is really fascinating. So my manager had a poster. And we have the so she was holding the poster of the guy behind her, and she's like, oh, I'm going to pretend like he's hugging me, right? And I was like, oh, okay, let's do it, because one of our other team members absolutely loved the model, and he's not far from us. He's actually down in New South Wales, this model that we had for our last season, and we had to pull the posters down. And she's like, I hold the poster, so he's sort of like leaning your way, like over her shoulder, and she goes, yeah, okay, I'm going to pretend I'm going to kiss him, right? Anyway, so with that photo, I'm going to send it to you, basically, like personally, because I'm not going to put it up on Discord. But if anyone wants to have a go and do the AI yourself on a photo, where I asked the AI to do it as a video where he comes out of the poster and hugs her.
No,
and
wow.
It was so realistic. I freaked out and I was like, oh my goodness, this is crazy. Like that's a real guy. Like for real, he's a real person. Like he's a real person because he was a model for one of our photo shoots. But to have it in a still photo, for him to come out of the poster and for her to be real, you know, real life and hugging and whatever that I made it do, I was like, my goodness, that is crazy. And this is why I think they want to regulate some of the AI things that you can do, because you can generate things that people would not normally do.
Right.
You know, with
think
a
of the implications,
photo.
You can.
That's right, and this is the This is why I think in Australia they're having restrictions for some of the teenagers when it comes to the internet. And I know the only reason I know this has been happening, and it has happened, is because my two nephews and my niece have had their accounts cancelled with Instagram. Instagram, I know definitely, because of these new laws that have been put in, they've had to reopen or they've had to have new accounts, right? So all three of them, because they asked to friend me again on Instagram. So I had to ring my brother and I said, what's going on? What's going on with the three of the, what their accounts? Is this them? Do they need new accounts? What's going on here? Or is this like a bot? Like trying to fish, you know? And he goes, oh, no, it's them. It's them. Their other accounts got cancelled. So it's happening here in Australia. And they're all, yeah. So well, two of them are under 16, one of them 17. So the three of them had to have new accounts. So all the previous accounts is gone, is deleted. I can't even call it up on my thing because, you know, sometimes when they say deactivated account, you can still see their name. It's not there, gone completely. So I was like, whoa.
It's very, it's moving so fast. It's just, although it's not really been, I guess, because maybe we haven't been paying attention, but It's getting to the point where you cannot believe anything that you see now. How can you know if it's been, tampered with, or, just have your face on there. Like you said, you just got your face on there and next thing you know, they're having you do, whatever. It could be innocent or it can be,
That's the thing. Because like we're having a bit of fun and of course the things we're doing are a little bit innocent. They are innocent that we're doing. You know what I mean? Like, just him stepping out and giving her a hug and all that kind of stuff. I did one for the John Laws, because John Laws passed away. And I did one for that particular person for the photo and all that. And, it was a nice thing to do because they appreciated that, because now that John Laws passed away, funny enough that he'd passed away on 9/11, but, and that was the one topic that they used to hound him about on the radio.
But, 9/9. Yeah. Well, for you guys, it's 9/11.
Yeah. 9/11. Exactly.
For us, it's 11/9, but
yeah, exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
but just that sort of stuff is really nice. And like, even I was thinking for me to even do one for my old boy, my dog, how nice it would be to make a photo come to life after he goes. Do you know what I mean? So they're nice things to do, but we know that there's a nasty side to a lot of that sort of stuff. And I think that's where the regulations come through and you have to be really careful with all that sort of stuff.
Well, I mean, if you consider that, in the past, and, I'm guessing it's all, up in the air now, but, in the past you could, if you had some sort of proof that somebody, actually did something to you, now it's not so much, you're not going to be able to use that anymore.
Yeah. So, how do you identify that it's not real? Yeah, exactly. And all that sort of stuff. And what are they putting into place now? Yeah. And it's huge. I mean, there's so much that's moving so quickly. I think the biggest thing that is going global would be the whole digital ID thing.
Yeah.
And that's huge because it's like, where are they safekeeping all your information? But there's also a lot of laws that got to be put around that sort of thing as well, because you've got to have an option. You can't, there's people that are not going to be able to get digital ID. So there's got to be another option, you know, and it's like anything, you know, is it considered a suggestion?
You know, are you going to have to do something heinous to get it?
You know, so.
There's something unacceptable.
It's
an interesting, scary proposition. And we hope, we just, like you said, we have to be vigilant. We have to be awake and aware and make sure that, I don't know, maybe we just have to rely on our intuition. And that's kind of what I keep preaching.
Yeah.
No matter what your age,
you're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
Well,
truthmeets.com.
To wrap it up, you know, you said, we just got to strengthen our inner core, not to be mistaken with your physical core, but your inner core that, you know, helps you, guides you, and, you know, gives you messages if you pay attention.
We're going to see things, and I think a lot of people can see that there's things happening, and it's not good either. But then now there's a lot of people also, they're aware, like people are aware. And it's funny that it's taken some people this long, especially after the thing that happened globally. But see, at the same time, nobody really wants to talk about it because it's like we know that we made this decision.
If you think about it, though, all of this information that we're getting is through this internet, which they gave us. And you would think that they, if they wanted to control us so badly, why would they give us this tool that allows us to talk from, you know, for countries away from northern hemisphere to southern hemisphere and share information?
Yeah. But one thing we don't have anymore, Beachy, and this is what I was saying to one of my friends yesterday, it's like, do you even remember the telephones we used to have in the house? Nobody has that anymore. No one.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even see a phone booth anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's all digital. It's all mobile, or I think what you and Serena were talking about, like you call them cell phones, we call them mobile phones.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy the way it moves so fast. And the thing is, like, my parents, I'm just going to finish it off on this. With my parents they do still have a house phone, which is connected to the national broadband network. Right. So it's like an internet phone, really.
Yeah.
Now, if the internet goes down, that phone goes down. And the problem with that is if there's an emergency, you cannot ring in Australia 000. So there is way when the networks go down. I think they have changed it now, but I remember at that particular point in time, when the networks went down, no one could ring 000 for.
So is that like 911 or?
Yeah, like your 911, right? Okay. No one could ring. So it's like, that is crazy. You cannot ring an emergency for emergency. What will you do?
Well,
with all this technology that we have, you can't even call for help.
Well, again, you know, without trying to stretch this conversation out too long, I know you wanted to get going, but for example, my internet company is trying to get me to go to a different type of internet because, bottom line is they're trying to get rid of the landlines. And if I go to, because if I go to this new internet, they are going to get rid of my landline, because it, as part of the service, there's a landline connected to it, which, like you said, is not really a landline. It's really a digital, because if the internet goes down, I think, you know, pretty much the phone, or if the electricity goes down, the phone is dead, right?
Yeah.
So if the electricity goes down, A, you don't have a connection. And if the internet goes down, well, then who are you going to call? Like you said,
who are you going to call? Exactly.
Nobody going to be there. So yeah, either way, it's crazy. And you know, like you said, I still have that quote unquote
landline. You still have that. That's great.
It's not, like I said, though, it's not really, cause they say, well, yeah, if the electricity, if you have electricity, like, you know, because I have some solar panels and I'll still have electricity, then I'll be able to call someone. But if they're not up on the other end, you know, they won't be there. So,
Well, I'm seriously thinking we need to get like the walkie talkies or the CBs, you know, that run on the radio waves, because, you know, breaker.
Sure, you get the right ones, because those also run. There are certain ones that they have that also run on the internet. And so if the internet's down, you're dead too. So you have to get the really old-fashioned ones with the that connect to the antennas. So
we're going to have to learn how to SOS bush telegraph style.
Smoke signals.
Smoke signals, definitely. Oh, that is an absolute classic. All right. Oh, well, good talking to you, Beachy.
It was good to connect again.
You're coming into your winter. We're coming into our summer. Everybody's health kicking left, right, and center. So I think it's good. I think it's good. Seeing people being more aware of things is actually really good. Yeah. And I was at the beach this morning at 5 a.m. And then I've come off the beach and there's like the running club just came past me, you know, and it's like, it's just very, very active here. With the sunrise being so early, everyone's up like seriously 4:30 in the morning.
We're on the downswing.
But I tell you what, we did enjoy, last week is another full moon.
Yeah.
And it was called the Beaver Moon.
Huh.
And it was the brightest moon I'd ever seen. And I was like, why is it called the Beaver Moon? And apparently in the Northern Hemisphere, it's the time when the beavers build their little beaver things.
The beavers come alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
I thought there was a different name for it, but it's been so strange here. We've had clear days, but it seems like when the big, you know, when the full moon came around, it was like all sucked in, nothing. And then like today they're saying, oh, you might see some aurora. Oh, we're all sucked in. Can't see a damn thing.
So they always do that to you.
I'm always blown out.
It's so funny. Anyway, one day they just don't even listen to what they say, and one day it'll just surprise you. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Yeah, you're on Coast to Coast with Beachy and Verilicious. It is the 11th and the 12th of November, 2025. We will catch you next time around. Don't forget, Beachy's got a couple of his shows now on Remember Who You Are. We have some new voices as well. Beachy has had a few chats.
I'm bringing on a few. I will
jump on every now and then. I will be busy being myself, but you will hear me at some stage during the month, and before Christmas definitely. We'll be on the chat again.
Weekends, I can catch up with you on the weekends when you're on the other chats
when we're on the truthmeets.com channel. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, everyone. Well, enjoy your hump day from here. It is Wednesday, the hump day here. And Tuesday
you still got the rest of your day. I'm You know, it's almost bedtime here. So
yeah, Beachy's heading off to bed. So good day, good night to everybody. And we will catch you next time around truthmeets.com, coast to coast. And have a great one, everyone. Catch you soon.
Good night.
See ya.
Bye-bye.